Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the live show is now going down. We praise God for being here, and I praise God for you tuning in on today. You know, this is where you get the word of God and you go back and you meditate on it. But, you know, sometimes we hear it, but we don't do it. There's a difference between hearing the word and doing the word. So what you need to do when you hear it, you need to go back and put it into action, because the word of God is the only thing that's going to change your life. It's going to make you come into a better understanding of who he really is and what he expects of you and how to live a righteous lifestyle of living for him. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to go ahead with my announcement. I want to make sure you tune in on Saturday. We have Faith Come By Hearing Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure you get these times down and hear what the Lord is saying and how Elder pray up and down. Amen. I always say she walked the dog. Glory to God. So you need to keep these times in mind and these shows in mind so you can come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, God wants to increase us, but, you know, sometimes we think he's going to open our head up and pour it in. But the thing about it is he brings his people to bring the word forth in different ways. You know, he give it to each one, amen, different, but it all turns out it's the same, hallelujah, glory to God, you know, because if one telling you, you know, you need to get saved, and the other one saying, okay, walk by faith, and another one is saying, you know, God is a healer, okay, he's all those things when it comes together, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on. And we have on Sunday, we are called the Hour Power. I am the First Hour Power, Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I'm glad you tuned in on today. We have a powerful word from the Lord on today. So get your paper, get your pencils, and get ready for the word of God. Amen. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is an author. I said this on last week. So her book is getting ready to be released. But go back and buy the first copy. Then come over and buy the second one, and that way you'll have two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go on her Facebook page. You can inbox her or inbox any of us, and we'll be glad to get you to where you need to go and tell you how to purchase a book, where to purchase it. Ain't no shame over here. Glory to God, because we want to see all God's people blessed. Hallelujah. That's when you know you're not selfish. When you want to see others blessed besides your foe and no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you're always praying for your foe and no more, my God, but he called us to a higher calling in prayer. With everything going on and, you know, everyone, you know, it's kind of, how should I say it, you know, I mean, some are depressed. Hallelujah. Some is oppressed, hallelujah, and some just want to be just acting out. Let's just plain put it like it is. So we want you to come on in and get in, hallelujah, and hear what the Lord is saying, and you can move out and go and help somebody else, glory to God. So come on and hear what Minister Elaine is saying on the show. Amen. It's 30 minutes break, and then you'll hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And if you move on up, on Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team. We have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you on today to get connected. Inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox him and tell him what you need. Hallelujah. You know, you said call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. Go ahead and inbox him and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. We are a ministry without walls, and God is moving. Amen. We're taking the internet by storm. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So go ahead, amen, and hit him up on Facebook. And if you can't get to them, then inbox either of us. Amen. Evangelist Elder Brother Askew has a page. Hallelujah. And Prophetess Martha Williams has a page. Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Minister Michelle. We all have pages, and you can inbox any of us, so we will get you to the right people. So I encourage you to come on and get in, amen, where you fit in, hallelujah. That's just some of the WOW team members. We have others, too. I know y'all didn't know that, but we do, hallelujah. Amen. You understand, Jesus had disciples, and he taught them, right? So, amen, if God is calling others to a higher calling and to disciple others, to send them out, understand. So that's just the way it works. But let me tell you this first. If you will listen, then, you know, you can be disciple. But you have to remember, you have to humble yourself to listen and be able to hear and be able to take what they tell you, because it ain't nothing going to hurt you, but it's everything that's going to help you. Oh, good God Almighty, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and inbox any of us, and we will get you to the right people, amen, so they can tell you what you need to do to, in order to grow and become who God is calling you to become, and talk to you and pull out and shake up and shift some stuff around in your life so you can go and you can go forth and teach the word and preach the word, and you can go and win other souls to Christ. So I encourage you, hit them up on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner, and you will receive many, many, many perks. You know, you will get something, amen, on Monday. You'll get it on Tuesday. You'll get something on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it don't stop. It just continue on and starts all back over again. Hallelujah. Now, who would want to be on a ministry like that? Who wouldn't want a partner? Oh, my God, like that. Glory to God. So you can talk to, amen, the leaders of this great team, this great work. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and partner. Hallelujah. There are many partners now, but there is still space for more. So I encourage you to come on and partner and let God be God in your life and let him show you, hallelujah, through the leader's eyes to where he wants you to go. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people just jump out, and they jump out too quick. They really do. They just jump right out of the frying pan, hallelujah, and into the hot grease. Hallelujah. Not going out and winning souls properly, and, you know, knowing how to win them, knowing how to bring them over into the body of Christ, and how to go out effectively and win souls. You know, some just go. Hallelujah. Okay, God called me. Well, I'm going to go tomorrow. Now, you got to get some teaching before you go tomorrow. Hallelujah. It may be the next, you know, few months, 6 months before you can go, because you're going to need some teaching. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you need prayer at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. I only want you to just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You don't have to give your name. That's all I want, hallelujah, and we will pray for you, God. To God be the glory, whatever the need may be. Amen, glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go on down the road. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for another day, oh Lord, that you have spared our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to just heal everywhere they hurt, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know only you can do it, Lord, because by your power and by your stripes, they are healed. They are healthy, and they are whole, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here, Lord God, to see another day. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to open their ears so they can hear the word of God as it comes forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the word saturate in their spirit, Lord God. Let the word saturate and bring healing wherever they may need it, Lord God, whether it's physical, dwelleth mental, O Lord. We know the word shall carry, Lord God, and it shall heal those that need a healing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every spirit that tries to come against the word of God as it's being taught, as they hear the word of God, Lord God, being released into the atmosphere, oh God, to bring healing into their body, to bring healing into their very soul right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stop all these mind-binding spirits that's trying to bind them up to keep them from hearing the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we knock down some doors, Lord God, that have been closed for them, Lord, and they don't think they can go no further in ministry, Lord. Those that, Lord God, have leaped out, and some have brought them halfway, but they didn't take them on over into the place in which you called them to go. Father, we kick them doors down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we say, come on in and do what he's calling you to do and stop fearing and backing up just because they didn't help you whenever you asked them to continue to help you to get through. Ah, my God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord, that this is just a fear tactic of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because he knows if you break ground, good God Almighty, what an awesome, awesome minister you gonna be, hallelujah, to minister the word, to minister the gospel to the brokenhearted, to lift those who are heavy laden, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, my God, for healing all over the nation right now, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, all it takes is just one touch from you, and it'll make everything all right, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you can heal. Huh? Oh, my God. You will deliver and you will set free the captives in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, who are untaught. Those, Lord God, who are unlearned, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who have their own scenario of how they should live. Huh? Oh, my God. We know, Lord God, you can bring them out too, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, and we come against that stubborn spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, oh, glory to God. Stop being stubborn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listen, oh, my God, to the word of God as it's being taught. Hallelujah. Because you're unlearned. Hallelujah. So you need to stop with that stubborn spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, Lord. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, sometimes, amen, you can have such a stubborn spirit when somebody's trying to teach you the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what you need to do, hallelujah, is learn to listen. You know, I preached on last Sunday, I remember, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Well, you got to learn how to resist him. You have control, hallelujah. You can say, I know that ain't right, hallelujah. And I come against you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You don't have to fall down, amen, for everything, hallelujah. Because if you don't stand up for what's right, you'll fall for everything. You know, some just say, well, you know what, that's not right. But understand, it's a right and a righteous lifestyle of living that you have to do in this, in every season, not just this season. Hallelujah. Now, God called you way back, but you didn't want to come because you were stubborn. Said, I'm not through sowing my oats. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You should have came back then. Hallelujah. But he's still trying to bring you up to now. You know what? If you keep on wanting to sow your wild oats and Jesus returns and he's going to leave you right there, continue sowing your oats, and you know where you're going to be, amen. You know what the elders say is heaven or hell, hallelujah. That's what it is. My God, my God. So what would you rather do? You'd rather come on in, into the kingdom of God, or you continue to sow your oats? Which one is going to get you into the eternal life? You decide, hallelujah. He's not going to force you. You decide. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get into the message. If you would you turn to Matthew chapter 5? Matthew chapter 5. You know, sometimes we have to do a self-checkup. I said, okay, Lord, let me see my heart. What's going on in there? Is it something that's not right? Then Lord, I need you to get it. I need you to take it out. I need you to help me with this. I need you, Lord God. I just need you because I don't feel things are going right. So that means, you know, sometimes you might get off track. So you just want him to snatch you back up and put you back on the right track. Glory to God. You know, some hear the word, hallelujah. Some believe the word. Some do the word. And some just are the word, hallelujah, because they live right and they want that word in them. So whenever the enemy comes and tries to do something that he shouldn't be doing on the inside of your body or make you go in places that you shouldn't go in or make you say stuff that you know that you know that you know that you shouldn't, hallelujah, that's when that word going to come up and it's going to stand and it's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So I want all of you to turn to Matthew chapter 5, hallelujah, and check your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead. I hope you got your pencils, your paper. Oh, I know you got your phones. Amen. Because I know some is going to text me or they'll call later and say, hold up, I wrote this down. Now, well, you know, was this right? Yes. So you got it right. Hallelujah. Those are the ones that are hungry. Hallelujah. He said, you're hungry and thirst after righteousness. You're going to be filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into our message on today. Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Now, you see right here, he had disciples. So why do you think, you know, God don't call others to disciple others? Jesus had some disciples. He had to disciple some people. Amen. To get ready to send them out. But, you know, he didn't want to send them out haphazardly. He wanted to send them out so they can go and be effective. You don't want to just go out haphazardly. You want to be effective. You want to be a great person. You want to be a great Christian. You want to go out and win souls for Christ. So you want to be an effective person. You don't want to just go out and say, well, you know what? Hey, honey, let me tell you, oh, listen up. Now, you need to be saved. You know you need to be saved. Or you're sitting. You know where you're going. You're going to hell. You ain't going to win nobody like that. You're not going to win anybody like that. He said, love and kindness, you know, have I grown thee? So he had disciples. He did. He taught them. He taught them well, hallelujah. And then sometimes when you have other people under you and you're teaching them and you're listening and you're hearing the feedback from them and you're seeing what God wants you to do and how he wants you to do it, that's an effective leader, hallelujah. And they can help you to go out and win souls for Christ. Let's go on and read verse number 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. You see right here, blessed meaning happy, fortunate. Hallelujah. That person whom serves God for real, in a condition of the work of God. You know, you got really got God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You know, that person has poor spirit. Is that the person who has conscious of his sin, knowing that they have done wrong and sinned against God. And that's when they'll learn to repent. Now, that's that poor spirited person. Now, hold up, Lord. I done came against you. I know I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have cussed them out over there. I know I shouldn't have talked about what Susie Bear had on. Yes, Lord. I know it didn't look right, yes, Lord, but I shouldn't have went and told nobody else. Even if I was thinking it, I was like, Lord, help Susie Bear, because Susie Bear needs dressed a little bit better, okay? And I know, Lord God, it wasn't right when I stole my tithes and I spent it, Lord God. Lord, I know that was a sin, Lord. Forgive me for that. Hallelujah. That's that poor in spirit person that knows they're conscious of what they're doing. You know you're doing wrong. You know you're finna say something, amen, that's out of socket. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know that you know that you know that you shouldn't have cheated on your taxes. You know that you know that you know that you shouldn't have gone ahead and pinched off your tithes and just sent a little tad. Oh, my God, my God. You know that you know that you know that, okay, I got an extra $1,000 and I did not tithe off of it. I didn't send not one iota of a dime. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, that's that person, hallelujah, glory to God, that will say, well, you know what, Lord, forgive me. I did sin, Lord. I did wrong. So let me make that right. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Those that mourn over sin and repent, the godly sorrow, when you confess your sins, you will be confident. In your confession, hallelujah, you're going to be confident. Ain't it something, amen, you said, Lord, I see in Lord God, and Lord, I need you to comfort me because I feel so bad. Hallelujah. Now, if you ain't got no remorse over your sin that you committed, then you need to go back to the drawing board because, hallelujah, he ain't there. I don't know. Maybe he went to sleep or, hallelujah, you laid him down and then you sin or whatever, but you can't just do that. You got to walk in him every day, each and every day. You know, I believe now, hallelujah, that a lot of times people have got so, how should I say, complacent in the church and in the word of God. They don't think the word is real. They don't think the word, you know, coming to pass. They don't think Jesus is the return because people have been saying it so long, hallelujah. But guess what? You know what? It runs out. So you don't want to let him catch you doing all these things that's wrong. Live a right lifestyle of living each day, and that way you will know, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Oh, my God. Blessed is the meek. This meaning you will share in the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eternal life. You know, people thinking that just because, you know, they say, well, you know what, she's not meek. But this, okay, well, listen at what she said. Okay, wait a minute, hold up. Just because you are a meek person, that don't mean you let nobody run over you and talk to you any kind of way. No, you don't do that. Some people think, well, they ain't got no good Jesus in them. What happened to him? Did he go home? But you talking to me any kind of way, and I'm supposed to just stand there and let you do it? No, that's not what it means, hallelujah. That means, you know, you're humble, yes. But you don't have to cuss them out, but you can tell them, look, you're not going to talk to me like that any kind of way, and I'm not going to stand here, first of all, and let you do that. But they be saying, oh, she ain't no meek person. She ain't even got Jesus in her. Just because you say, well, look, we ain't finna have a conversation, and you ain't going to talk to me, and you ain't going to treat me any kind of way. But that's what people think. But, you know, you have to be a better person. You know, I was listening at my leaders, and she was saying, you know, you need to learn how to have that walk-away spirit. Sometimes it's best you just walk away. Let them stand there by themselves. Because guess what? They ain't going to argue by themselves. They may go find somebody else and tell what happened. Hallelujah. But then they're going to make it look like you a wimp. But you wasn't a wimp. You just didn't want to get bogged down and all that. Hallelujah. With them. So it's okay. Let's go to verse 6. Amen. Glory to God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But let me just reiterate on verse 5 just for a second. You know, it means being quick to forgive also. You got to be quick to forgive. You know, sometimes people don't forgive people. They can remember something way back then, hallelujah, back in the dinosaur age that someone did to them, you know. But you got to be quick to forgive. Hallelujah, because, you know, and receive the chastisement of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people can't receive that, and some people aren't quick to forgive. Some hold on to stuff. Oh, my God. That's what I was saying. You ask him to check your heart. Make sure your heart is right with him. Make sure there's nothing in there against anybody. And it don't hurt to do a self-checkup. I do a self-checkup, hallelujah. I do. I said, Lord, help me. You know, I want to make sure that I don't have anything in the heart, ill feelings towards anybody. If I do, Lord God, then you take it out. That's when you say that, Lord, created me a clean heart and renewing me the right spirit. That's why he'll clean you out if you allow him to. But if you don't say it, then you like that junk that's in you. Hallelujah. And stop talking and gossiping about everybody. Hallelujah. When the Lord trying to get you to a place and get you, amen, to go and make sure that you doing what you're supposed to do for him, making you a minister, calling you out and taking you over so you can go and help others. And all that gossiping and all that stuff and slandering you got going on the inside of you, hey, that don't mix. Listen at what he's saying, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. My God. Listen to the chastisement. And some people will receive it and some won't. But, you know, he chastised them that he loves. Hallelujah. So don't take it to fault. Just because you get chastised sometimes. You get mad, amen, with your leader. You get mad with God also. And then you think you can say anything to anybody, but it don't work like that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 6. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And what he was saying, you know, those who are after God and they spend more time in his word, they spend time praying, they spend time in meditation and seeking the Lord, you're going to be filled. Understand, he is really going to fill you, hallelujah. He ain't going to let you go slack. But, you know, you can't just do it one time and expect, well, Lord, you need to load me up with whatever I need. It don't work like that. Hallelujah. Good gracious glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there for just a second. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind every spirit, Lord, that tries to come against me right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let them hear the word of God. Father God, we open up the airways so they can hear this word as it comes forth, Lord God. Father God, if there's any, Lord God, oh my God, that's coming against this ministry, I bind them, Lord God, that they hang up this phone right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, so this word can go forth to them that want to hold on to it, those that want to hear the word of God on this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I'm feeling a lot of backlash. Hallelujah. So you have to just stop and bind them spirits up right now because you want the word to go forth. You want it to come forth with clarity and power and dominion over the airwaves so it can go out and do that it's set out to do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And we were talking about in verse 6 how when you seek God and seek his understanding, hallelujah, he's going to fill you with everything that you need. He's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. If you want more understanding, then he's going to give it to you. If you want more clarity, he will give it to you. He will give you everything you ask for. You know, he give good gifts to his children, so he will give it to you. He's not going to cut you short. He's going to give it to you as you ask him. He will fill you. Let's move on to verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let's move to verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Lord will judge our hearts. On judgment day, he's going to judge our hearts. He said, out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, you know, sometimes when you say stuff, you say, well, you know, I really didn't. That stuff is in your heart. That's why I say you have to check your heart. Ask God to show you what's in your heart so you can bring it forth to those that need it. Hallelujah. Everybody won't need it. Some will, but some won't. You know why? Because they don't want to receive. You know, it's hard for you to, really, if you're around certain people that you've been around a long time, we'll just put it like that, and you want to give them a word from the Lord, they won't receive it. Hallelujah. Sometimes they won't receive it because, you know, it says in the word that a prophet is not honored in your own hometown. So when you get ready to give somebody a word, oh, that's just old Martha, you know. Yeah, I remember when. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They won't receive the word of God. They won't receive it, but that's okay. What you got to do is, hallelujah, just pray that God will send somebody by to give them that word that you were going to give them, hallelujah. Say, Lord, let them take this word that you were going to give them to save their very soul, hallelujah. And you pray for them that God will send somebody by to actually give them that word, hallelujah. You know, when you began to come in the kingdom of Christ, of God, and you confess him as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You know, he began to get rid of some all that stuff that you've been packing away for years. Jealousy, anger, pride, selfishness. He began to replace it with good attitudes such as selflessness, humility, love, patience, and other virtues. So that's when he begins to change your heart and turn it around, because he had love in his heart. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He gave his son for us. So guess what? He going to change your heart and fix your heart and make it right. So that way you can go and you can have that same love that he shared for us towards somebody else. But you need to ask God to clean it up. Hallelujah. You know, I would say spend some time just on your knees, or you can sit in a chair. You can lay in the bed, however you want to do it. Just spend some time and ask God to check your heart. Make sure your heart right. Hallelujah. Because if your heart's not right, some stuff's going to come out of your mouth that you really don't want to say. Hallelujah. And then say, oh, I didn't mean to say that. No, you meant it because it was in your heart. Because you done talked about it with somebody else. Hallelujah. So now it's on the inside of you. So guess what? Whenever you talk to somebody else, it's going to come up like just like that. But you keep dwelling on it, and you keep dwelling on it. You keep dwelling on it. That stuff done got in your heart. So whenever you start to talk about somebody to somebody else, and then you'll go and you'll call that person's name sometimes. Believe me, hallelujah, it does happen. And then you'll start to say little stuff that you had done told somebody else. And then you're thinking, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, you did, because it's in your heart. That's what he said, guard your heart, because out of your heart flows the issues of life. Yes, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You know, by doing all these things, hallelujah, it'll help you to further yourself in the kingdom of God. But if you don't ask God to clean your heart and help you to be a good person, help you to get right, have some act right about you, yeah, I did have some act right about you, glory to God, you will hinder your own self. You can hinder your own prayers by what you do and what you say. Can't nobody else do it. You can do it, hallelujah, glory to God. I know there's people that pray against other people when they pray in, hallelujah, they'll come against them and they'll pray different prayers and stuff, but you can hinder your own self, too, by what you're saying and the way you're acting and the things that's on the inside of you, and you won't allow God to clean you up. Now, hallelujah, I hear him saying, you can't live, hallelujah, excuse me, of somebody else's prayers all the time. You got to know him for yourself. You can't just go around, well, you know what, yes, God is good. Oh, yeah, that's the word of God. Yes. No, you got to know him for yourself. I used to hear him always say, every tub used to sit on their own box. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, I'm like, what are they talking about? Every tub got to sit on their own bottom. I didn't really understand that. Yeah, this is kind of old school. It's okay, though. Grab hold, and we're going to take you to new school. Glory to God. Every tub got to sit on its own bottom. In other words, everyone has to go and accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior on their own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. You got to dig in this word and know him for yourself. You got to get a personal relationship for yourself. Because you go when you go to heaven, you're going for yourself. Hallelujah. Now, you can't go because they went. You can't go because she went. You can't go because your uncle them went. You can't go because grandmama them went. No, they prayed for you, but you got to know and get this word for yourself. That's what they mean by every tub had to sit on its own bottom. I used to hear that all the time. I'm like, yeah, when you set up, you have a tub, you sit it down. Yeah, it's sitting by itself. Yes. But I didn't really understand what they were talking about, glory to God. Until I got older, then I understood what they're talking about. That means if you go on your job, then guess what? You got to do your work to get your own paycheck, right? So guess what? Hallelujah. You got to do what you got to do in order to get the word of God and to go have eternal life on your own, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. Are you a peacemaker or do you keep up something all the time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you? Hallelujah. You know, you can live in peace. You can live in peace all the time. You can. You just don't allow people to come and put stuff in your garbage can. That's what it is. Because they will come and try to bring little stuff to you, even make you mad. They heard somebody talk about you, and they're going to bring it to you. Hallelujah. And guess what? It's going to get you upset. You're going to be ready to tell them off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you can have peace. He said, it's peace I leave with you. So guess what? He left us his peace. He gave us his peace. So we can have peace. We don't have to worry about all that and everything that's going on. That's just not him. We don't have to. Let's move on to verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, being persecuted for doing good, hallelujah, it's going to happen. You know, when you serve God, you just got to look for it. Understand, he wasn't bothering anybody, hallelujah. He was just giving the word of God and going along and getting people saved and healed and setting them free. Jesus was, hallelujah, but they persecuted him, hallelujah. So we are going to be persecuted also as Christians. We're going to be persecuted. People are going to talk about us. Well, they think they're so righteous. They live like this and they live like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, it doesn't matter. If you are persecuted for his name's sake, he said, be ye glad. Hallelujah. Because serving God, people sometimes are going to come. Hallelujah. And they're going to say, well, you know what? That word you gave, that wasn't nothing. I've heard other pastors preaching. Well, guess what? I ain't worried about other pastors and how they preach. You know what I'm saying? Because God is calling you to do what he's calling you to do. Then that's what you do. Pleased with you. He ain't pleased with you trying to mimic nobody else. He's pleased with what you're doing for him. And if he says that it was something else that you should have did and could have did and would have did, then that's fine. But don't mimic other people. Just do what you do on your own personality. Each person has their own personality. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a mimicker. You know, I don't mimic, you know, anybody else, what they do and how they preach. I don't mimic nobody else and how they pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't do that. I ask God, what do you want me to pray and what do you want me to say? And that's what I pray and that's what I say. And it feels good to be your own person. You have your own personality. Don't try to mimic others. And some people will go and they'll get other sermons and they just tweak them a little bit and preach them, hallelujah, like he want them to, you know, like that, like they done already went and copycat somebody else, hallelujah. But, so where is the relationship in that with God? Where is the relationship? There's no relationship in that because you done went and you done got somebody else's stuff and used it. You didn't say, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to deliver it? Then I want to do what you calling me to do. Not what somebody else saying, Lord God. I want you to tell me how you want me to deliver it. Because the way somebody else deliver it may not be as effective as the way he wants you to deliver it. So be your own person, hallelujah. Glory to God. Be your own person. And you're going to understand if you're in the kingdom of God, you're going to be persecuted. It don't matter. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be slandered. It don't matter. And if you're really trying to climb the ladder, the devil coming, but guess what? Resist him and he will flee. Let's move on to verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile ye and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. See, they're coming. You ought to know they persecuted Jesus, like I said. So it was unfair. They abused him. Hallelujah. They will treat you wrong also. Well, you think this and you think that and I've talked to some people, and they said, well, you know what? This is not what this says. This is not what that says. That's why it's important to spend time with the Lord. You know, how could you do that? And let me just tell it like it is. Amen. Here it is. Here it comes. Glory to God. How can you say you're living for the Lord? Hallelujah. How can you live a lifestyle of celibacy? Hallelujah. Them many years, that's what they say, you know. Hallelujah. Well, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, hallelujah, then he kept me. He can do it. If you want to be, ladies, if you want to be men, he can do it. I'm just going to say it like it is. That's just it. Hallelujah. You know, we preach real deal. I know some people say, wow. But, you know, you got to give people the real deal now because there are just so much going on in the world. They need to hear the real deal. If God wants to keep you, he will keep you if you want to be kept. That's the thing. Do you want to be kept? Some don't. That's just it. Hallelujah. But if you want to be kept, he'll keep you. He'll keep you. You said, Lord, clothe me in my right mind. He'll keep you in your right mind. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, that means reading the word of God. That means meditate on the word of God. That means praying, amen, when you need to, hallelujah, not just going down the road. It's good to do that, hallelujah, get the little 5 minutes in, and you think you done prayed a mountain, glory to God, to spend time with him and shut it down and just say, Lord, it's just me and you. This is our conversation. And now, Lord God, I'm calling you, and I'm reaching up to you, Lord God, to help me with some things, hallelujah. I want to be more like you. I want to be more Christ-like. I want to walk in your ways and do your will, Lord. So there's things that's trying to stop me. So show me how to overcome these things that's trying to stop me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you got to do. You got to hold on and you can have it. Hallelujah. Everything you pray, you can have it. Hallelujah. You can have it. But you got to believe it. A lot of times you don't get it. And I said this last week, and I'm remembering because, amen, glory to God, you don't believe it. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted that the prophets which were before you. Let's go to verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. If the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You see right there, hallelujah, just think about it. When you get ready to season your cooking and you get ready to season your food, you put a little salt in it, hallelujah, glory to God. But if you ain't got no salt in it, it ain't got no taste, glory to God. That's just like if you ain't got no word in you, you ain't word up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, hallelujah, hallelujah, and you can't tell nobody about the word of God, then you ain't got no taste. You can't draw nobody like that, hallelujah, glory to God. You got just a figment of your imagination of what it should be like, but you ain't got no word. You're trying to live off, hallelujah, husband's word. You're trying to live off wife's word. You're trying to live off the word that you got from the internet. You're trying to live off the word that you got from the TV. You're trying to live off the word that you heard, amen, when you went to church, hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to have personal relationship, hallelujah. You got to have some salt. Oh, my God, and the word of God is the salt, hallelujah. So that way you can draw people. Ah, my God, from wherever, hallelujah, glory to God. Because there's some that's waiting on you, hallelujah. But you're trying to imitate and imitate someone else and just go ahead and give them their word, hallelujah. But what about the word God wants you to get, hallelujah, glory to God. So don't lose your flavor, hallelujah. But you want to be salty, stay salty. Stay in the word of God. Meditate in the word of God day and night so you can have good success. He is a God that there 24/7. He hadn't turned his back on us. Hallelujah. My God. People don't want to pray no more. People don't want to spend time with him no more. It's time out for all that. You're still trying to get more money. You're still trying to get more honey. You're still trying to go and get more houses. You're still trying to get more cars. You're trying to get more land. You're trying to get all these things of the earth. Hallelujah. But you ain't trying to get nothing that's in heaven. And that's what you're missing out at. Hallelujah. He says, seek ye first my kingdom. Hallelujah. And his righteousness. And all that other stuff, it don't hurt. Yes, you can pray for it, but don't let it be your prayer in your prayer closet all the time. And that's all you're praying for. Pray for some of the people who are sick. Even though if you don't know them, he'll call their names out to you. And even though if you don't hear him call their name out, just pray for the people, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the people of the world, Lord. I pray for all the people, Lord God, in the White House. I pray for people all across the nation, those that don't know your God. I pray, God, and I lift them up to you on today. In the name of Jesus, pray for somebody that you don't even know. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So don't always, hallelujah, think about your forward no more. You want to keep the salt. Don't lose your faith. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on down to verse 14. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Oh, you are the light of the world. So you got to let your light shine so men can see what a good God we serve. Stop acting like, hallelujah, the people of the world, because you're not. He said, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So act like, amen, like you know how to act. Hallelujah. You know, when you was a child and, you know, your parents would take you to church and they'd stop at the door. All right, now, let me tell you, you better act like you got some sense. You ain't God's house, so you act right. Well, you know what? There's none of that now. Hallelujah. They just take them on in and they just run all over everywhere and all over everybody. Don't say sorry, excuse me, or nothing. Run past you and push you on out of the way. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. But act like you are the light of the world. And act like you can let your light shine before men so they can see what a good God you serve. Because sometimes you got to catch a fish, hallelujah, before you can clean him. Yeah, you can go get them out the store. What I mean, sometimes you can get them out the store. They already clean, yes. Hallelujah. But if you want the real deal, the people of God, Hallelujah. You're going to have to catch them drawn to you. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Yes, I understand. You know, and they'll listen to you. I've did these things many times. I'm glad I had people who would train me the right way so I can go and talk to people. Because, you know, it's that one plant, one water, and God will give the increase. Sometimes they may not confess right then, but guess what? Hallelujah. Then somebody else will come along and they'll go ahead and they'll water. Hallelujah. And God will give the increase. Because the next thing you know, that's going to be pulling and tugging on their heart, saying, get it right. Hallelujah. Get right or you're going to get left. My God, my God. Let's move to verse 16. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let's move on down to verse 16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come to destroy, but to fulfill. See, when Jesus came, amen, he didn't come to destroy. He did not. He came to show us how we need to live. That's what it is. And this is in red, and we know he wrote this. So he's showing you how you need to live. Glory to God. He didn't come to destroy what Moses was talking about, like baptism and remission of sin. He didn't come to destroy that law. He didn't come to destroy the law. He came so we would know how to live, to tell you what you need to do. Because if you see in all this that I've read, blessed, how you can be blessed, how you can be blessed here, how you can be blessed here in doing what you need to do, and a blessed person, and what's going to happen, and he's going to fulfill every promise that he made to you, because he got enough blessings to go around. So stop being jealous. Oh, my God, I hear it. Stop being jealous of other people and other ministries and other people's gifts, hallelujah, because he can bless you right where you are. But that's why you haven't went any further, because you're so jealous of other people's ministry. Hallelujah. Just ask him to perfect yours. That's the only thing that matters. Perfect yours. In other words, I hear you. You know, when people are bolding, he give me different, amen. He just shows me different things and different meanings and how I can break it down, you know, so anybody can understand it. You know, when you just think about if you go bolding, you know, you got your own lane, right? Because if you throw the ball, it's going to go in that little side pocket and go down the drain. You ain't going to knock nothing over, huh? Glory to God. So what you got to do is stay in your own lane, hallelujah, right in the middle. So you can knock those pins down. Well, that's what he wants you to do. You stay right there in the middle. Stay right there in God's word. Hallelujah. Don't try to go over there and be a prophet. Don't try to go over there and be a pastor. We're shifting a little bit. Don't try to go over there, hallelujah, glory to God, and be, hallelujah, an apostle. Don't try to go over there, hallelujah, and be an evangelist. Don't try to go over there where he ain't calling you to be. Stay right in your own lane. If he said you're a minister, then you are a minister. We're all ministers, but he's going to raise you up to the place that he wants you to be. That may be where you start out at, but that might not be where you end at. But stop going in everybody else's pocket and stay over in your own lane. That's so many times why people don't receive what they need to receive from the Lord, because you're over in everybody else's lane. You're way over here worrying about what everybody else is doing, but you can't stay in your own lane. And then when you come and it's time for you to hit the stage and preach, when it's time for you to come before the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, and give a word, hallelujah, you're in everybody else. Is lane. You're up, you're down, you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways. Hallelujah, glory to God. You stay in your own lane and you can knock a few pins over. Glory to God. In other words, you can save some souls. That's what you got to do. Stay in your own lane. Hallelujah. And watch God be God in your life. He'll move quicker, hallelujah, if you stay in your own lane. I say many times, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I'm not worried about what they doing. I just want to do what I do. I'm not worried about what they got. I said, help me, Lord God, because I don't want to worry about what they got. I don't worry about what they, Lord, they got. If they got all the teeth in China, I always call it. I don't want to worry about all that. I said, all I want is what you got for me. The blessings with my name on it. That's what I want. And that's what you should want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been in too many lanes. You're in everybody's business and everybody's. Oh, my God. He's saying to you today, to get in your own lane and stay there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't come outside of your own lane. You can't go no further because you're in everybody else's stuff. My God. Oh, good God Almighty. He's talking to someone and you're on this line today. You're in everybody else's stuff. Stay in your own lane and watch God be God in your life. Watch God move in a mighty way. You see all these blessed, this right here, blessed are the pure in heart. He was saying, look how you'll be blessed here. You'll be blessed there. You'll be blessed over here. You'll be blessed there. Hallelujah. Don't cut your blessings. Don't block them by doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, saying things that you shouldn't say. Hallelujah. You know, and that reminds me of how I hear a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people say it. Hallelujah. But you know what? They don't mean it. They don't understand really what it means. Hallelujah. When he said, touch not. Let me repeat that again. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He meant that. He said it for a reason. Hallelujah. Because if you come against them, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Glory to God. And I read in one translation, it said, even those who say they are anointed by God, don't touch them. And I encourage you on today, stay in your own lane and stop touching here, there, and everywhere and running up and down the aisles everywhere. Hallelujah. Stay in your own lane. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how everyone listened to the word on today, Lord, as it came forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that they will use this word, Lord God, as their own, Lord God, and as they will take it, Lord God, to heart and check themselves to make sure that their heart is right with you, Lord God, the right lifestyle of living, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said only the pure in heart shall see you, Lord God. So everything is not like you. If it's selfishness, being selfish, Lord God, being prideful and jealousy, Lord, take it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, show them, Lord God, their heart. So, Lord God, they can get their heart right for the return, Lord God. Oh, my God, return of Jesus Christ, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so they can go further, Lord God, and further in the ministry, Lord, without hindrances, without any hindering spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them back up, Lord God, from the things, Lord God, that aren't like you, because they've been moving forward in the wrong direction. So let them go forth, Lord God, in the things of Christ. Let them back up from the sin, Lord God, and let them resist the devil so they can He will flee from them right now in the name of Jesus. But let them go in the right direction, Lord God, so they can go and see your grace and your mercy, Lord God, each and every day in the name of Jesus, so they can be blessed in the city. They can be blessed in the field. They can be blessed wherever they go and their feet tread on solid ground in the name of Jesus, because we serve a just God. We serve a righteous God. We serve a right now God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I see you turning them around because they've been going in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus. You've been slandering. You've been talking about people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why you haven't received my promise. Oh, my God. I see it, Lord God. It's got zeros behind it. Oh, my God. It's got a four in front of it. It's got zeros behind it. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. That's why you hadn't received your promise. Oh, my God. So I tell you on today, ask God to create in your clean heart and root and renew your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can receive the promise of God. You can't stop it. Like I said, I read it in the word of God. You can go back and read it for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they take hold to this word that just came forth, Lord, and they use it in their everyday life, Lord, because we want to live a righteous lifestyle of living for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, get man's heart right. Oh, my God. So they will turn around from the wicked ways, Lord God, and seek your faith, Lord, so you can heal the land of your people in the name of Jesus, oh God, whatever the land may be, Lord God. My God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you praise, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he is real. You can go back and read it. Chapter 5 of Matthew. Hallelujah. He is real and he is worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't want to leave the show without giving the invitation of Christ. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, I repent of all sins that I have committed against you, Lord. I repent of all sins, Lord God, for getting in other people's lanes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I repent from my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. And amen. Oh, good God Almighty, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Welcome to the body of Christ. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church. You can. I know right now, you know, they may not be going to churches. Some churches are still closed, to my understanding. Hallelujah. But what you can do, hallelujah, I know they're doing like Bible study online or, you know, such as you can do that. Hallelujah. But don't let that stop you just because they're closed. Hallelujah. The thing is, the church is in you. Hallelujah. So don't let that stop you from getting the word of God. Just because, hallelujah, you ain't in a building. But you can look on this TV and you can look on the internet, hallelujah, and you can get plenty of word, hallelujah. You can get plenty of good word, pure word, hallelujah. You know you can do that, hallelujah. And if you come on and listen to us as we come on Tuesday, on Saturday, hallelujah, we come on Sunday, and then it starts back over again, hallelujah. You can get the word of God, glory to God. So don't let that stop you just because you ain't in a building, a physical building, hallelujah. But the building is in you. God's word should be in you. And that's when you should hold on with all you got. We're living in some promiscuous times right now, and the enemy wants to take some people out. Hallelujah. Because he knows if you grab hold to this word and begin to do this word, then you know God's going to bless you real good. He can't stand that, hallelujah. My God, this is a great time for God's people to come up, and he don't like it, hallelujah. Hey, my God, God Almighty, he don't like it, but you want more of him, hallelujah. And as he begin to bring you out and bring you over into where he wants you to be, hallelujah, understand trials are coming, tests are coming, but don't give up, hallelujah. Oh, my God, because the breakthrough is right there. In your perseverance. So many times you don't persevere. You go through one thing, oh, Lord, I got to stop. Mm-mm, I ain't going to do this. It's fire too hot. Glory to God. Well, guess what? He gave you something to put that fire out. And guess what it is? The word of God. Because man don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of his mouth. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to go ahead, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and reiterate, don't forget, all the shows is coming on. The next voice you're going to hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jetson. This show is going to start at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget, keep it locked, and go and show Minister Elaine some love. Because you know what? God's word goes on and on. See, I gave you that word. Now you put the transition over and get another word. Glory to God. And that's the way it works. Hallelujah. Everybody in their own lane. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on now, and I'm going to give a benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.